Quadroon, Octoroons, and says another one there I can't think of. Anyway, if you're white, usually you just rank them on the scale of Negro, Mulatto, Octoroon, so forth and so forth. I think Octoroon is 1/8, and what is 1/4?
Quadroon.
Yeah, Quadroon is another name too there. I'm missing out on, but anyway, you can rank them like that. And if you're talking about within the black or Negro category, you got your things like the blue gums. He got blue gums. Legend has it these poison and bites worse than rattlesnakes. And various in the bright, you know, they're really opposite ends. You get the blue gum at one end. He's someone who's probably of pure African descent. He's an Afro-Saxon, so to speak. With that compound, I read an essay, Afro-Saxons. And at the other end, you got the bright. And he is probably Mulatto or Octoroon, maybe Octoroon, something like that, Quadroon. I don't know, is there any other things that I know that I haven't
covered? I think that covers it pretty well.
Covers the situation? Explain that situation.
What would a working class white man call the man he works for?
Well, your boss, something like that.
What about working class black man?
Well, probably now he'd call him a boss too. You know, he would maybe have addressed him as captain, in the past. But usually, boss is what you call him. Mm-hmm. Something like, well, you know, most factories now you usually just address them by the first name. You know, if at least your foreman. And you probably don't talk to the men that work in the office anyway. Yeah, wouldn't have anything to say to them. You know, you don't like them, so. Yeah.
What about names for country people?
Well, just a countryman. Country bumpkin, something like that.
Yeah. Do you know
Hoosier? Well, he has an Indian, state of Indiana nickname, but not as a countryman. You know, hillbilly for somebody up in the mountains or something like that. That may or may not be a derogatory term, hillbilly. You know, usually it's a neutral term, but it can be, you know. That's the thing. Any of those terms can be, for ethnic groups, can be derogatory depending on how you use them. Like nigger in normal conversation would not be derogatory, but you can make it derogatory. Negro and black, which would normally suggest unpleasant things to me, may or may not, you know, if I'm talking to a head of the English department, they're probably not in derogatory terms. And same thing with like a hillbilly or a cracker, I guess. You can make a cracker or a redneck, depending on just how you use it, your tone of voice, a derogatory term. But then again, they're also neutral terms. So they're really terms that function two ways, depending on how you use them.
Say if you were at a party and it's getting kind of late, you look at your watch and say, it's midnight.
It's almost midnight. That's about midnight.
And if you were walking on a sidewalk that's iced over, you could say, well, I've managed to keep my balance, but a few times I
almost fell. I like to fail.
And if you're supposed to go somewhere with somebody else and he calls out to you, aren't you ready yet? You might say, well, I'll be with you.
Just a minute.
If you want to know the distance to somewhere, you might stop and ask, well,
how far is it?
And if I were trying to point out something in the room to you that was in plain sight, but you just couldn't see it, I might say, well, just
Look here. Look here.
Would you ever say anything like that if you were reprimanding somebody?
Yeah, well, now look here. Yeah, like that.
If you want to know about how many times about something, you ask, well, how